As Bob Marley said, get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there.
Welcome to episode 41 of the Fat Man Chronicles. My name is Pete, sitting alongside my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
What's in that giant McDonald's cup?
Nothing in that bottle. I have an unsweetened tea this evening, which is kind of late for me to be drinking it, so we'll see how that goes as far as sleeping tonight.
Yeah. Well, and so we talked about last time we're kind of watching wine right now.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad because I really could have used a nice glass of rosé.
Oh, I know.
Tonight.
I know. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe. Maybe. If we do, we'll post it on social so everybody can see what we're doing.
What we're doing. Yeah. So just got my unsweetened tea today. So that's what's in that bottle. But it's a giant McDonald's
cup. It's just a giant McDonald's cup.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we'll jump right into the FMC Rewind.
Yes.
With views from the couch, because I got to see if there's any more Dr. Pimple Popper updates.
So I have not been able to watch anymore, but I might have found a way to do another one. If I can, I'll give it another try. It's just that it's so gross.
Did you go try to watch
the YouTube videos?
YouTube stuff?
No. Because I feel like that would be even worse.
So I almost feel like we need to like have Braden on to give
us
an update on this
thing. I know, because it's
to get his take.
I know, it's just it's so gross. I guess it's hard to watch, but I'm running out of stuff actually. I was talking with Linda today.
I don't even know how you could say that with a straight face.
And I was saying to her, and Linda wants to make sure everyone knows that she does work. She does, like me, you know, she does work, and so she says that sometimes it sounds like all she does is watch TV all day, and so she wanted to make sure everyone realizes that, yeah, she does truly do work, so, which I do too, so just make sure that's...
Well, I hope she's doing work, because she's a patron, and we don't want her to go broke.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I was just saying to her today, I'm like, wow, you know, I've caught up on all my Bravo shows, I've caught up on my Lifetime, TLC's done, I mean... Even Food Network, like I'm even up to date on all the Food Network shows too. So I was actually scrounging, and so I found a new show to watch. And there's a season. It seems like there might be. It's called The 7 Year Switch.
I'm not sure this is podcast appropriate.
No, it's so I was like, okay, well, it's about, you know, couples that are hit like, you know, a rough part in their marriage, and these marriage counselors suggest you switch spouses for 2 weeks, and it's just like they're not suggesting anything else, but just it's like wife spa.
I was gonna say,
yes,
wasn't this
it's
an ABC
wife spa?
It's an ABC show.
Yes, yes.
And then you appreciate each other,
right?
At the
and
end.
Then you appreciate. So I'm listening to this. I'm like, what is the name of the show that I know? Like, so there's Celebrity Wife Swap, and it's like Wife Swap. That's exactly what it is.
Which also sounds dirty.
Yeah. But so I just started watching that. So there's a 7 year switch down under. So I'm like, oh, it takes place in Australia, maybe. But it's not. So I don't understand why it's called Down Under, because they're all here in the
maybe
U.S.
Maybe it's for mermaids. Like Down Under the Sea.
Oh. Well, they're L.A., I guess. So I don't know. So I just started watching that one because I have like a whole season. And then there's like another version starting up of that. So Linda, that was one. But yeah, so
no like PBS NewsHour, nothing.
Do we get PBS on on Hulu?
Sure.
I don't think we do.
PBS is there somewhere.
Well, we have to watch it on our non HD cable box.
I don't know. I've never really looked. I don't really watch a lot of PBS, so I haven't looked. But
no, I don't think I get PBS.
What else could you? Oh, maybe some National Geographic. Animal.
No. I don't know.
Animal. That's like reality TV.
Watching animals. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of, I was like, oh.
Animal Swap.
Animal Swap. So, yeah. So I started that one because I'm like, I was running low. Like I said, summer is hard, but my Shaw's of Sunset are coming up soon. They're always good for, that's always a good one. But on the treadmill, I finished my Frankie, my Grace and Frankie. Like, that's done. But I think there's another season.
I think I know where you went after that because it's on my sign-in.
Yeah, because I can't figure out how to change.
That's fine.
The sign-in over there. Like, it's just, it's because it's an old Roku. You basically only get to sign in as one on Netflix. So, yeah, so I finished Frankie and Grace, but I think it started, or Grace and Frankie. And I think there's a new season. I think there's another season coming. It just hasn't dropped yet. I finally caught up with all four.
As my grandma would say, God willing.
Yes, God willing. Because it has to, because it kind of left it. It was a cliffhanger. It was a cliffhanger. So literally, it was a cliffhanger. And so I started searching while I was walking on the treadmill for something new to watch. And I came across The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
See, I knew that.
Yeah, I know. Which is the girl from The Office. I had her name before, but I can't remember it now.
Well, her name is Erin on The Office.
Right, Erin from The Office. But then, you know, and then Jane Krawinski. Jane, you know, she was on
You're
that
doing
one.
Great.
I don't know. But anyways, it's funny. So, like, it's the basis of the show is, like, Kimmy was, you know.
She does the Trop 50 commercials or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right, and
yeah.
She was on 30 Rock.
30 Rock, yep. So Kimmy was lured into this hole by a preacher, a prophet, that said that the world came to an end, her and three other women, one who was just a Hispanic maid, and so she thought she was just cleaning the bunker, didn't realize what was, like, didn't speak English and didn't realize what was going on, and then, like, these three other women, and so they were in this bunker for 15 years, and they're one day were freed by, you know, the cops and everything, and they became the mole women, and now it's her. You know, she went into the bunker young, and now she knows nothing about anything, and so she's making her way in New York City. And
she doesn't even know what Twitter is.
No, she didn't even have a cell phone. Like, she didn't know what the cell phone was, and, like, Jane is, like, this rich wife, and, you know, she becomes a nanny for her. And it's a really funny show. It's not very long, so I actually can watch, like, a full episode plus some during my walk. Because I have not started running yet. I was going to start this week, but then my IT band was kind of tightening up a little bit. So I need to. So next week I'll start my run. But yeah, so I started Unbreakable. Hilarious on Netflix. It's very funny. Highly recommend it. I'm only three episodes in, but it's very funny.
I've heard it's really funny.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
I've been going through DC comic shows.
Yeah.
I'm on the Arrow right now.
I thought about doing that, and then I thought about going to the DC route, but I need something a little more upbeat, I feel, for the treadmill. I feel like Marvel and DC, like superhero stuff, can be a little dark sometimes.
Well, the Marvel stuff on Netflix is definitely dark. This stuff is from the CW, so, I mean, there's stuff
right.
That's dark, but, like, The Flash got dark, but it started out kind of campy.
Yeah. So we'll see. But, yeah, so.
But they're good.
It is. So, yeah. So, that's so I highly recommend Unbreakable. I'm enjoying it. And, yeah, I'm kind of running low. So, I think next week I can watch My 600-Pound Life that is available. And I'll try and see if I can find
it. James will be happy to hear that you're going to give that a shot finally.
I'm going to give that one a shot, too. Because I think there's several seasons of that one available. So, yeah. That's about it.
Nice. So, the IT band's tightened up, but the walking's okay otherwise?
Yeah, walking's going great. Yeah. It's going good. I'm getting in. I probably walk about a mile, 1.3 miles in the morning.
Are you stretching that IT band at all?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've been stretching, and then I need to do the...
Or doing the exercises that the PT gave you before.
Yeah, a little bit. Not as probably in depth as what I should do, but the stick actually works the best on that for me. It loosens it up pretty quick, and so I was doing it pretty regularly, like during the day I would just you know, do it and make it feel better. Stick it. Because it just, even though it hurts, it just feels, it feels so good. It hurts. I feel, what's that song?
It hurts so good.
It hurts so good.
John
yeah.
Cougar Mellencamp.
Exactly. Exactly. So I know you don't like it because you just think it hurts.
Oh, it hurt. It does hurt. I mean, so if you've never seen this torture device, it's just a hard piece of hard plastic. Basically, there's like rings of hard plastic.
Right.
And I don't know. It's a couple of feet long, maybe.
Yeah.
A foot and a half. I don't know. And you use it to roll over tight.
Like your muscles or like tendons and just anywhere on your body you can,
yeah.
you know.
So
that
it's
some...
just like an assist. So instead of foam rolling, basically, right. you could use this thing.
Yeah, I like it. And Michaela likes to help and Lily likes to help. So maybe we could.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, cool. So that's the views from the couch. Oh, my Lost in Transition show ended. So that was an interesting, enlightening show. It just kind of gives you into an insight into what people go through that are transitioning in their life, you know, from male to female, female to male, and like all that they struggle. It's just, it's sad because they've lived their, like, these are all grown men that are transitioning and they've lived their whole life in this, knowing that they were female, even though they had a male body. And so you see them transitioning and stuff, and it's kind of like, it's nice at the end because they're finally out and, you know, they're being themselves and, you know, their family's all very supportive. There was one couple that didn't end so happily, which is a real life thing, right? So it's kind of, you know, it's good in the way that it shows like both sides, like, you know, it was just the woman, just the wife of the person transitioning. She just, it was hard for her to comprehend because she was married to a man for 23 years and, you know, so it was very hard for her, but, you know, they have children together, and so it ended, and so I'm curious to see if they'll do, like, they always do reunion shows for a lot of this stuff, so we'll see if they do a reunion show for this one. They haven't talked about it, so.
Well, we watched that firsthand in my family.
Yeah.
Someone go through that, and it, and she wrote a blog, and, I mean, it's pretty intense stuff, so I couldn't watch that kind of stuff. It just, I mean, not that
it's not,
I have too much empathy when I go through that stuff. Right.
Right.
And it just pains me to watch people that are in that much pain for that long.
Exactly.
When
exactly.
it's real, when it's fiction, it's one thing, but even that's hard. We just finished watching The Handmaid's
Tale. Oh my gosh. I was crying.
And that was brutal. I mean, it's
horrible.
That's a brutal, brutal show.
Just tears at your, like, as a mother, as a father, I mean, it just tears at your heart. And like, as a human being with these women, I mean, it's, awesome show. Awesome show. We don't want to talk about the ending because there's, you know.
No, we're not. Well, we're not going to talk about the show.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't talk about the show.
thank goodness it's fictional.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, it's so good, though.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
And, I have trouble even watching that.
I had like bad dreams after because we watch it late at night because I can't watch it with the baby. So we watch it late at night. And so basically the toddler, we can't call her. That's just, it takes so long, like by the time you get her to sleep and then we start the show and the shows are, I mean, they're long episodes because they have, you know, their commercials or advertisements in between and I'm ready for bed at that point. So it's like I go to bed thinking about the show, and that just makes for some messed up dreams.
Yeah.
So anyway, so how about your training this week?
Training's been going well. I mean, training in the heat is no joke. I've said it before, and if you're out there and running, be careful because you can really hurt yourself. And I thought I was heading towards that on my first run of the week, Monday's run. It was just brutally hot. The dew point that I've talked about it before, that dew point, that moisture count in the air, it, when it's up around 70, it just gets like you're running in soup. So it gets really, really difficult. I did have a great run overall, though. It was a good run. It just wasn't a great run.
Yeah.
But I did have a great run on Thursday with my speed work, which is kind of like a speed strength combo.
Mm-hmm.
Where warm up for a mile and then do three times, you do repeats of 4 minutes at what's interval pace, which is fast for me. So for me, that's about a 9:27 per mile pace. And then have a 1 minute rest, which is going closer to the easy pace.
Okay.
And you do that three times. So that's a long time to hold that kind of speed.
Yeah.
And it's building endurance and strength and speed all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So but it was so much fun. It was so difficult and so much fun. I love speed work. Speed work is cool. That's
as long as you like it, that's good.
I'm telling you, you would love it.
No. No. No.
You never know.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
But I really did enjoy it, honestly.
You came in and you were very excited after your speed work.
Yeah, you just feel really good. So I didn't do my optional run today.
It was like 95 today with like a heat index over 100.
Yeah, and work. I mean, I was up before 6 a.m. working.
Yeah.
I had, it was like 5:30 almost, I think, when I started working. And there was a lot going on today. Yeah. So it was just a difficult day for me to get out there. And with it being so hot, I just decided to skip it. It's optional. So
right.
I'm not really missing anything.
So you're not going to get yelled at.
No. No. Tomorrow I have a 5K shakeout because I've got that 10K relay with Daniel.
Which sounded, you're reading it tonight, and it just sounded very confusing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I've gotten us into. So what I thought was going to happen is there would be like 8 or 10 teams maybe on the track at once. It's like 30 or 35 teams on the track at once. So
and they tell you like to wear matching outfits so you can find your teammate easily.
Yeah, we'll have Batman Chronicles shirts on.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be the fattest one on the track. And Daniel, you know, I can spot my son pretty easily.
Hopefully,
in a crowd.
I would hope so.
But
you're going to have a hat on.
Oh, I have to have a hat because I'll burn otherwise.
Yeah.
I don't know what hat, though.
Yeah.
I usually wear my 10
junk miles.
I know, but that thing, it needs a washing. I need to buy another one from Scotty. I need to go place that order. Because I need another one. I really want to get Fat Man Chronicles or Be Better Today hats or something made with that same trucker hat that I love.
Yeah.
I just haven't been able to pull the trigger because I'll have to outlay some money on that.
Ugh.
Or we could maybe see if people want to order some.
We could do pre-orders.
Yeah, we could pre-order. We could do that.
You can do some pre-ordering.
I'll have to look at what you can do over at the Custom Ink or whatever I was looking at to get it done.
See wherever he gets his from.
That's true.
Because you love that one hat, so you should see.
Well,
where
I know what that hat is.
Oh, okay.
So I have found it.
Okay.
And I think it was Custom Ink, I think, is where I did find it and was able to make them.
Okay.
I don't know where Scotty is making them for.
Because it just seems like they all seem... they look the same, but they're slightly different.
Correct. I looked up the exact model.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in the hat.
Yeah.
So I just looked it up.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to the relay, and I'm also dreading it because basically it's Daniel will lead off because the person who leads off has to run 13 laps, and the person who's second only has to run 12.
So clearly
he'll lead off. But I'm still doing 12 by 400 meters.
Right. But do you do 400 meters at a time?
Correct. So 400 meters, handoff, 400 meters, handoff.
So with the how fast Daniel runs, though, you'll be able to rest for what, like a minute?
If he was all out, he hasn't been running.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't want him to hurt himself either.
He won't. He's fine.
I don't know. Well, luckily it's in the morning, so hopefully it won't be too hot.
It'll be warm, but it won't be brutal.
No.
I don't think. Even if it is, though, there's a hydration station.
Right.
We're not going to win. Slowing down a little bit is fine. I mean,
right.
I have a goal
for
myself that I'd like to keep them all at 2 minutes, 30 seconds or less per lap that I run.
Okay.
So a 2 minute, 30 second lap would be a 10 minute mile.
Okay.
I'd like to keep it under that for every lap.
Okay.
As little as 2:15, I think I could do. But if I could be in that 225, 220, 225 range, I'd be happy per lap. I think that would be pretty good for me.
Well, the girls and I will be cheering you on from a distance because we're going to go get our nails done.
Right.
We're so supportive.
Yeah. I'm you know, it's at a track stadium.
I know.
You
so could we could be in the stands.
You could be in the stands.
Yeah. No, I think we'll
doing
go
cheers.
Get, we'll go get her. Well, I mean, I guess we could go because our nails aren't till 11:15. We could technically go and watch you guys before we go get our nails done. So we'll have to talk to see about that. We'll have to wait and see. But I mean, I would like to cheer you on. I mean, I am with that supportive wife.
You are.
But I need to get my nails done. I
mean, it'd be great to see the.
You see these guys?
I know.
It's not pretty. So, but yeah, but now that it's at 9, because we thought it was at 10.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's going to be at 9.
Yeah.
Or right around that.
Yeah.
Because the elites go before us at 8, and they'll be done plenty of time. They'll run this thing in like 30 minutes. We'll run it in like 60.
Yeah. So but how many? Are there multiple heats? Like, so you don't know what heat, like.
I think there's just one.
So it's just the elites and then you guys.
I think so. Okay. Or maybe there's something else in there.
Yeah.
But I think the open goes at.
There's at just 9. One open.
I think
and that's
so.
It.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got to read through that email again. I was thoroughly confused. It's a lot of instructions for a race.
I know.
I think it might be the first time they're doing it this way. It's very interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting race. That's why we're doing it.
Right. Exactly. It'll be fun for you guys. And it gets Daniel out there.
Right.
Doing a little something. So that's
great.
We
like that.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to give some updates on our 2018 one word.
I forgot about that.
And our 2018
that was you.
Goals.
Right. Oh, wait. No, that was me.
No,
too.
I had a one word.
What was? Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to flip the order. We're going to start with one word. Just quick updates on one words. And then we're going to move over to an update on goals.
Okay.
So do you remember?
I have no idea what my one word was.
It was grateful.
That was a good one too.
It is. So I don't know how you could be living your life with more of a sense of being grateful when you don't even remember what the word was. I'd be grateful if you could remember what the word was.
I totally don't remember that word. I forgot we had the whole one word thing going.
And mine was upgrade.
Oh, right.
And I feel
did you remember yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hashtag upgrade and grateful on every post. That I
do
for Fat Man Chronicles.
And that's why.
As a reminder of what our one words are for the year.
Huh.
Look at that.
I mean,
genius.
I feel like I'm pretty grateful.
I think that you start out pretty grateful.
I do.
I'm not sure that was a stretch, but it's fine to want to get deeper into it.
Right.
And I feel like I've lived a life where I'm trying to upgrade a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so I feel that I'm good on this one. Like the one word, I almost every year I feel like I do pretty well.
Yeah.
With that theme.
Yeah.
The goals, however.
We start out strong.
So here's what I'm going to do.
I
went back and listened to that episode.
Right, because you didn't have it written down anywhere.
Well, it turned out I did.
Oh,
but
good.
I like this better.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through them in the order they came up in the podcast.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to see if you remember them as we go. And we're on the honesty, you know, self-honesty policy
right.
here.
Of course.
And then we're going to give a little update on how we're doing on them.
Okay.
And the first one is keep the side kitchen counter cleaned off.
That is
epic
not...
fail.
Every once in a while, it gets cleared. It gets cleared.
It does.
Every once in a while. Usually when we're having people over and we need stuff over there. And I have a few things there, but I think the majority is your stuff.
It's not.
I think it is.
It's not. I looked at it tonight. It's not.
You
can think whatever you'd like.
I tend to disagree.
Right. You know what, Gretchen? I could go up there right now, take a picture, bring it back down. It could be 90% not mine, and you'd still say, I disagree.
That's not true. That is not true.
100%. It would be.
There's a giant...
I have one spot.
In the
all the way
grill,
to the right.
The grill cleaner?
I didn't put it there.
Yes, you charged it, and then you were going to put it on the grill, but you charged it there, and then it never made it to the grill.
Okay, I think that's a family thing, though. I mean, it's a grill,
yes,
right?
I agree.
That benefits us all. But I'm saying, like, my part of it, though, that band to the right that
right.
I use
mm-hmm.
is a wreck.
Yeah.
So regardless of the majority of it or not being mine, I haven't kept up my part of it. at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't help what anybody else does. I have to take care of my part of it first. So mm-hmm. I don't know when I'm going to do that, though, because I can tell you, I realize why one of the reasons I failed in this is I don't have a plan.
Yeah.
For what to do with all the crap. It's amazing on a crap you end up with in life.
Yeah.
It just ends up in your hand, in your pockets, and I just don't know what to do with it. Women at least have a purse to shove it in.
Yeah, but I've just been, you know, I used to be a pack rat. I used to save everything. When Michaela was born, I saved every sheet of paper that came home from school, and a lot of that stuff ends up in that corner. And I just look at it, and it's like, oh, it's so sweet. I love it. But it's like, what am I going to do with this? I keep a couple few key items, but for the most part, I just throw stuff away. Like, the stuff that's up there, like, I just did a purge of, like, a section of it the other day of, like, old mail that ends up there. Because that's what happens a lot, right? A lot of our old mail ends up on that counter. And I just did a purge of that, and I'm like, why did this even make it to the counter? All of this was crap. There was nothing important in this pile of stuff whatsoever. So
I'm always afraid I'm going to throw something out that I shouldn't have.
Hmm.
How do I want to say it? That fear became a reality when I had that incident where the T-Mobile people fraudulently mm-hmm. opened an account, right? Like,
right.
I had thrown away other bills.
Right.
Because they don't look like anything.
Yeah.
So,
well, I open up every piece of mail
I don't.
I do that. I look up, I even open up your mail, so I'm creating
then
mail for
how did we both miss that thing?
I don't remember seeing anything from T-Mobile. Honestly,
it was the third. It was the third one they sent.
They said it was the third, but honestly, I have no. I would have opened up anything from. I open up every single piece of mail I open,
so
even like I know
even
that
the blank envelopes,
even the ones
because that was a blank envelope. That's
yes,
why I didn't
everything.
Open it.
Everything. I open up everything, even like the ones that I know is just them giving me blank, checks to.
So
those,
you
shred them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I opened up everything. So I don't think they really did.
So
but I understand the fear.
The insane part to me, one, you said the same exact thing, by the way, about the kid art and all that in the episode 13 where we talked about this. You said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
What I think is so incredible is we just talked like 3 minutes, almost got into a fight, and it's something really simple, and we haven't done it. So I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. I'm going to have to go look at that space, see
yeah.
what's there,
I mean,
figure
I
out
buy,
why
I bought us some like organizational stuff there, right? To try and help us keep it at least like the pieces of mail that are related to taxes and bills. Like I try to keep that spot. So that at least is somewhat organized in that little section. So I did buy that. So there was one step towards
I still have to figure out how to even utilize that.
And you
space.
bought a what is that, a file effects thingy to like help sort
yep.
through the mail and stuff.
I know.
So you took steps. We just didn't
we haven't
continue.
Executed.
We just haven't continued. Yeah.
So and then the other thing is I throw all my receipts there and then
yeah,
look at
do.
Them before I. So the yeah. one time I threw out a receipt is the time I want to return something. So it's so.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not even it's ineffective all the way around.
Yeah.
But it's easy. 5 minutes of conversation on something that simple, not good. All right. So along with this theme
mm-hmm.
of getting rid of stuff, you then said you want to let go of stuff that you've been hoarding, including things like coach purses.
My coach purses, yeah.
So we've taken zero steps on that.
No.
Yep.
Because, I gave two to my mom. So baby step. But I did give two to my mom when she was here last time.
Well, you
I
were
gave.
Talking about selling them, so
I
count giving away
as not
anything.
But
then.
Normally I wouldn't even give them away to people. But yeah, I kind of got discouraged a little bit because like our friends were saying that they don't think I'm going to get like anyone's going to buy them. I'm like, well, I don't understand.
I think
how
we
that's
need to
possible.
Put them on eBay and find out.
Exactly.
I've
so
got
need,
things to sell on eBay.
Yeah, we need to set up. We need
so
to
we
set
just
up
need to
our,
do it.
Our profile. Right. Can we outsource this to Sarah, our sister-in-law?
She's going
to
want a big commission.
She really will.
Then we had one night a week we turn off electronics.
Yeah.
We started off so strong.
We were so strong.
And then we have just
I got
nothing.
So busy with work, I couldn't do it. And then it just kind of... So So I say starting next week we do it again.
Starting now.
Starting now. We get back on track. That's an easy one because Michaela loved it. She loved it. She loved playing with us and having our full attention. And, you know, then that night after, you know, she goes to bed just reading and we don't talk to each other anyway. So it was, you know,
Once a week. All right. Then I had read 52 books in 2018.
I think you're doing well.
I'm on
with
track
that
for
one.
That easily. I'm going
to
read more than 52, it looks
like.
I
think you're doing pretty good with that one.
Yeah, that one I'm fine with. Then I had more active time with the kids. This one I'm going to give myself like a C minus because I have gone on a really good couple of hikes with Daniel.
Right.
I have done more with Michaela, just not enough. Like I did take her to the park a few times and tried to be more active. And then it was around the same time as the electronics thing went away. This part kind of waned other than the stuff with Daniel. And, you know, I really want to get outside more with Lily.
Yeah.
So we really need to look at that. I'm not going to make an excuse on this one because it needs to happen. But it has been ridiculously hot.
It's so hot.
My kids are not good with hot.
Michaela seems to be okay with it, but because she goes out there and she doesn't care. But you have to be careful with them, too. I mean, you don't want them out. I mean,
well,
she's out.
They don't sweat. So at that age, they don't.
There's something coming off her. She doesn't.
I know, but it's not.
It's not enough. It's not enough. But yeah, but I mean, she's out all day at school. So it's like then she wants to play out at night and it's kind of like. Don't you need to relax a little bit to hydrate
energizer.
Yourself?
Energizer bunny.
He does.
Then next on the list was you said wear Fitbit and hit step goals.
I'm doing pretty good. I would say I'm giving myself, there was 1 month that I wasn't. I don't have my Fitbit on now because I've been hitting my steps. I know because I'm on the treadmill, so I know I hit my steps, but my Fitbit died again. So
yeah, but your steps should be up to like 5,000.
Yeah.
A mile is not 5,000 steps, though.
It is for me.
No, it's not even close.
I get my steps.
I'm going to trust you.
I get my steps. I'm not going to lie. I get my steps.
Well, but if you're not wearing the Fitbit.
But I was.
Oh, okay.
I have been.
Got it. You're just not today.
Not today, no.
I misunderstood. I thought you said.
No, I haven't worn it for a couple days because it like died on me and it wasn't seen like. It seems like it's the battery's lowing. So I need to find the one that Sarah gave me because hers was working right. And I think it's in one of my coach purses and that registered
for
me.
Don't sell it.
But so I would say I'm going to give myself a B on that one.
All right. Then you had run the Arboretum 5K, which is still on the horizon.
Yep.
I had add cross training in twice per week. Fail. I've done that like 3 times.
Yeah.
I just have to get into the routine.
Yeah, you need to figure out the days to do it and just do it.
When I do it, I feel good. I like it.
You just have to, that one morning when, you know, you decided that you went for a run instead of working at 5:30 in the morning, you just have to do it.
Yeah. It's tough.
I know it.
It's tough, but I have to. Then I had, a lot of these are mine because you didn't come prepared that night.
I did come prepared. I just didn't have a lot of goals.
No, you didn't have a list, though. You didn't have them written down.
No, I had it in my head. I had it in my head. I knew what I wanted.
Have at least one guest per month on the podcast. I don't know if we had one guest per month, but we've had plenty of guests.
We've had a lot of guests.
And they've been good.
Yeah.
So much better than listening to me drone on about goals. Hit weight goal. I didn't reveal it, but I'm nowhere near where I want to be, and I have to buckle down a little bit.
Did I have that too, or?
It came later.
Later? Okay.
You chimed in at that point.
Okay.
Then I had unsubscribe from spam emails, which I did.
And then
I just get more. I swear to you, if you unsubscribe from one, you get 3 more. It's like a self-replicating virus. It is terrible. So I don't know what to do about that. But I'm getting thousands of emails.
You get like ridiculous amounts of emails like a day. Like you look at your little envelope and it's just like in the thousands all the time.
Because I can't. I mean, like, I'll erase 1,000.
Yeah.
And it'll be right back the next day.
That would drive me nuts.
It is driving me nuts. And that's why I keep unsubscribing from everything. And I just get more. And I don't know what they want me to do. Like, I said no more. And then they were like, oh, yeah?
We'll show you.
We got your email. We're going to sell that thing now.
They said it should not be allowed.
It's not. Practice daily meditation, which I do most of the time.
Yeah.
Even when I'm short on time, that's the one thing I am doing most of the time. Then I said, make really sweet swag for the FMC podcast and have an online store.
Did that. Did 100%. That. Check. A plus.
Then I said I want to PR my 5K, 8K, 10K, and half marathon. I've PR'd my 5K.
I should say.
I PR'd my 8K. That was the Shamrock Shuffle.
Oh, right.
I PR'd my half marathon.
Yep.
And I said on that podcast I wanted to do sub 230.
Yeah.
And I got 221 and change.
Yep.
I have not run a 10K. So my plan was at the Darien Dash.
Oh, right.
Where I got my 30 minutes, six yep. seconds in the 5K was to run the 10K and Andy talked me out of it.
Yeah.
Stupid Andy.
But that isn't, what's Toronto? Is that a 10K or 5K?
5K.
Oh.
So I've got to find a 10K.
Oh, I found you a 15K.
Yes, the hot chocolate 15K.
Yeah, because it has a sweet medal. Did you look at the medal?
I know.
It's a cool looking medal.
It's supposed to be a great race. A lot of people love it.
Yeah.
I could do that, and then I'd have an automatic PR in the 15K because I've never done one.
Right.
But I'd really love to find a 10K.
You got to find a 10K.
Damn
you, Andy.
No, yeah.
It was the right thing.
It was the right thing.
It was the right thing.
What else do I have? Oh, 750 miles total run for the year, which I am more than on pace to do.
I was about to say, you got to be
So my running goals are pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I've run.
Life goals we're having issues with.
I've run 448 miles January through June.
That's crazy. That's just too much.
No, it's not.
That's too much.
Not at all. Now, though, because now I'm like, ooh, can I get to 1,000? It's unimportant, but I could.
Say that for next year.
It was at this point where I said, quit saying in my head, whenever something doesn't go my way, I deserve better. That hasn't happened. I still say that all the time. I'm saying it right now.
I know.
I deserve better. And I'm sure everybody listening, if they're still here, is saying the same thing. I deserve better. Then you chimed in about wanting to lose 20 to 30 more pounds.
Yeah. I'm at the same. I'm at my low still, but I have not lost anymore. So
this year? No, you've lost a little this year. I don't think you were at your low in December.
I'll have to go look because I was tracking back then my weight. I did look, but maybe 5 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, but that's 5 pounds is 5 pounds.
Yeah. So my plan for that though is, you know, we have vacation coming up. We're gonna do our best, but traveling always is hard. My plan is after vacation, that's basically the same time that's gonna be our 1 year anniversary of doing this for the most part.
Oh, it's while we're on vacation.
I thought it's oh
July
right,
27th.
Because, yeah, right. We get back
29th
or something.
Yeah.
So anyways, I plan on doing the hardcore again, like not like following it to the T, no potatoes, no corn, no wine, like 100% on board. So you will be too, because I make dinners. So, but that's what to give myself a little like kickstart again. So I already have my plan for that.
And then the last thing that was said was yours, decorate the house. I think we've had a little, but not
a
much.
A little bit, but no.
I mean, we've had a couple things.
Oh, yeah, we bought some new things. We bought the table.
And yeah, there's been a couple
of art.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
a couple of things.
There's a couple of things. Yep.
So it's not terrible.
No.
But overall, I feel like I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I had a lot of goals out there.
You had a lot. See, that's why.
But
you don't
some
put
of them
so
that
many.
Are. But some of them that are easy, I'm failing on for
right.
really for no reason.
Right.
And so I need to get that kind of.
Yeah.
I need to get that taken care of. Yeah. I need to tighten that up. Tighten up that part of the life. Make sure that we can, you know, look good.
Yeah.
On what we're trying to accomplish. So did you come up with like anything else that you want to accomplish in the second half of the year different from. From that list?
No, I don't think so.
I really want to concentrate on the little things
yeah.
that are on that list
yeah.
and get them done. And I think I need to concentrate on weight more than I have been. I hit a little stretch where I was ready to do it, and then it kind of went away. But I'm with you. So, I mean, I'm all... Yeah. I've been actually really good lately.
Yeah. We're not being quote-unquote bad. It's just that we've slacked off when we wanted to, you know? And in the beginning, we didn't slack off at all, right?
No.
We didn't cave. We lived our life, but we didn't... We were just more strict with what we were eating. And once we hit that point where we both felt pretty good in our bodies and our skin, you know, we loosened the reins a little bit. But what that to me, what it proves to me is that I didn't gain back the 35 pounds.
No.
I just maintained my weight loss. And that's what this is. That's our goal.
Right.
Our goal is not to always have to be 100% on. Our goal is to be 90% on, 80% right. on. Sometimes 10% on, you know, just depends. So,
yeah, I don't want to go below 80 overall. And I need to be probably 90. That's when I feel best.
Right.
That's when my running is best. That's when I have the most energy.
So one of my coworkers, which it's so funny to me because he's a very fit. He's an elder. He's older. Lou
you
from
Canada. You were about to say elderly.
I was going to say elderly. And luckily, Lou does not. I think I told him about the podcast, but I know I don't think he listens. Lou in Canada. And he just started doing keto. He's been on it for 30 days now. And he's a biker. He's a runner. Like, he's physically fit. Like, you look at this guy and you're like, why? And he was asking, you know, like, besides weight loss, you know, have you just felt better? I'm like, yes. I go, it affected you more. Like, I think you felt like the physical better more than me. Like, the effects of, you know, getting all that stuff out of your system, I think it affected you more than me.
Well, as an athlete, burning fat for fuel is a whole different ball game
yeah.
than burning carbohydrates for fuel.
Yeah. So he's just like, he was saying, you know, the keto flu, we all hit it. But he's just like, yeah, it's pretty great. So he's just noticing his body just hit a new level. Cause he's a bike. He does bicycling, you know? And so that's his main thing. Like, he's done tours. He's done like trips in France. Like, I think there's like a whole big thing. I think you talked about wanting to do it where you bike through. It's like almost you do a tour de France, but it's like mm-hmm. with a group of people and it's at obviously a less slower pace. And he's done that before. And he's done the Across America and all that stuff. Like, he loves that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I think we'd probably get along because I like that.
I think you would too. I don't know if we're going to see him when we go up to Toronto next week. I should, I haven't talked to him.
What's amazing is when somebody older does hook onto this.
Right.
You know, my dad's not doing exactly this, but
right.
he cut way back on processed foods mm-hmm. and grains
yeah, and
sugar, and he's better, much better off.
Yes, agreed.
Somebody else that's in our lives just started and already, I think, you know, in less than 2 weeks was down 12 pounds and feeling really good and not looking back.
Yeah.
So
like, just, you can like, you talk to them, but like, you could hear, you know, phones, you can always hear, and you could just hear the joy in their voice. And
yeah,
it's amazing.
Right. And as I say, this isn't for everybody. You've got to find your own path,
right.
what works for you, because we're N equals one. There are certain bunches of us, though, that I know
right.
that they're exactly like I was in
yeah.
terms of what we eat and what we like to eat.
That's why for this friend of ours, you were very confident in sending it because you knew
correct.
That
yeah.
this would work for them.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yep.
You knew it. And it's just.
Yeah.
It's
so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the update on the goals. Pretty good stuff. So I decided at the end of this,
uh-oh.
Since I started a new podcast.
Yes.
The Be Better Today podcast.
Yes.
I don't know if you still call it an Easter egg if you tell people it's there. But after the closing song, I'm going to have, and I don't even know which one yet, but I'm going to put one of the episodes, the Be Better Today episodes, just at the back.
Oh, so people can get
can
a
hear
little
like
taste.
What little taste of what the Be Better.
So
now,
you can get our dozens of listeners to jump over to Be Better Today.
Well, between the two podcasts now,
yeah.
we have still dozens of listeners. So, you know, I'm not looking for that to be anything except from it helps center me.
That's all podcasts should be about. For us, anyways.
Right. Just helping me. And I said, you know, if one other person gets something out of it.
Right.
And our friend of the show, Derek Coulter, posted that he is getting something out of it every day.
That's awesome.
He posted in sub 30 and said, hey, you guys should go listen to this. They didn't, but that's okay. It's not Derek's fault. It's definitely mine. But I'm going to post that at the end of the show. Just if you want to listen past the closing Safar song, it'll be there. And then you can go subscribe.
Yes.
You know, and get a little piece of inspiration every morning. I was going to say a little piece of Pete every morning.
I was afraid you were going to go that route.
That's exactly what I was about to say. But nobody wants that. All right. So, and then, you know, I've gotten a couple of questions. Hey, you know, how can I help out the show? And I'm like, oh, I say this every time, but I don't really put it in that context. Like, it helps the show when you go give a rating and review.
Yeah.
It really, that's how people find it. That's how it moves up any rankings. Yeah. Although we're nowhere near any rankings, but that's all right. We're a niche.
Yeah.
And, you know, we never meant to be out there to the masses. And then, so give a rating and review. That definitely helps the show. If you do want to become a patron, you can go to fatmanchronicles.com. Actually, fatmanchronicles.podbean.com for that.
Yes.
And click become a patron or do a one-time donation at fatmanchronicles.com. So our patrons, Linda and Christine and Julie, as always, we thank you. You keep the show going. And finally, you can get some of that sweet swag.
Sweet swag.
Just go to fatmanchronicles.com/shop and then buy yourself a mug or a t-shirt or both or a running shirt.
There you go. We like the tech shirts.
Or bandana. Yeah, the tech shirts are the best.
The tech shirts are nice.
I almost want to take the t-shirts down. I'm just not super happy.
I wear my t-shirt every once in a while.
They're okay, yeah. But they're not what I was hoping for.
Yeah, the tech shirts are the best.
All right. So that's it. You've been listening to episode 41. Wow, 41.
Did we say that at the beginning?
I don't know.
I don't know if we did.
But it's 41.
It's 41.
Of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Visit us at fatmanchronicles.com. And that's about it. So just get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding.
Welcome to the Be Better Today QuickCast Episode 10. I'm your host, Pete. Maya Angelou is at the top of the list of modern writers and poets. Her legacy has left us with many great quotes, including this one. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. So far in this podcast, I've talked a lot about what we need to do for fulfilling life. What I've glossed over is how we do it. Thankfully, Maya Angelou has a recipe for us. The day-to-day tedium of life often gets in our way. We have a job to do, a family to care for, cooking, cleaning, running errands, all necessary. All of that takes time and tires us out. The in-between time is spent idle and recharging, all legit. The issue is perception. The vast majority of us, well, we have the time, if we are willing to find ways to recharge a little during the day, focus on what we really want in the big picture, and use sleep to fully rejuvenate. Maya Angelou gives us some tools to do this in a few simple words. Move from surviving to thriving with passion, compassion, humor, and style. We are never too tired when it comes to our true passions in life, If you want something bad enough, your adrenaline alone can help keep you going. Stay focused on your passions whenever you have a chance. Compassion allows you to do this while keeping others in mind. Focus on your passions does not mean you pursue them at the expense of others. When you help others along the way, everything is more fulfilling, and they are likely to help you in your pursuits. Humor is necessary for everything in life. When you are too serious all the time, the fun goes away, and your passions become a chore. Thriving is almost impossible because you are merely slogging through the day. Laugh a little, and everything is easier. And style. Find your style. Own it. Flaunt it. And use it to thrive. Style is about fun and can serve a purpose when you want to thrive. Passion, compassion, humor, and style. A pretty darn good way to help you thrive in life. Now, let's get out there and be better today.